Hello, everyone. This is Deborah Richardson, and today I am putting the AP in Happy, where accounts payable teams are empowered to protect the vendor master file from fraud. This podcast will give a voice to accounts payable team members by talking about the growing reality of cyber attacks in their world and which vendor setup and vendor management techniques they can apply to protect the vendor master file from fraud. Need training? Visit the Vendor Process Training Center to enroll in your choice of weekly live and on-demand training sessions. Plus, get access to vendor setup form templates and reference tools that will help you and your team avoid fraud, fines, and bad vendor data. So sign up for a free account to get access to free training sessions, vendor process FAQs, and a resource library with information you need to manage your vendor master file. Visit training.deborahrrichardson.com today. The link will be in the show notes. Most internal fraudsters display at least one of 8 red flags that fraud is occurring. Do you know what to look for? Keep listening. Welcome to episode 283, the 8 most common behavioral warning signs of internal fraud according to the ACFE. Man, that's a mouthful. But this podcast episode is meant to focus on internal fraud based on a report that just came out. And I'll get into that in a minute. But this is kind of a companion podcast. This one focusing on internal, but I just did one that focuses on external fraud. And that was also based on a report that came out from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, their Internet Crime Report. And they publish that report every year based on the prior year. And so the report that just came out was 2023. They were looking at the year 2023. And so I just did that podcast episode, not the past episode, but it was episode 281. And the title of it was, according to the FBI, BEC scams still worked in 2023, and this stat continues to increase. And so I talked about the report and the BEC scams and what continues to increase, and it's just not looking good. But it's a good listen for the episode, and it is also good reading, too, because I put a link to the report in the podcast show notes. So make sure you check out that episode if you're interested in external fraud based on a report as well. But today, or in this episode, we're going to talk about internal fraud. I actually do not talk enough about internal fraud, but it happens. And so there is an organization called the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners, and they are the world's largest anti-fraud education organization. And every 2 years, they come out with a report. It's called Report to the Nations. And they last came out with it in 2022. And now they just came out with it in 2024. But they look at internal fraud. And they look at it's a 106-page report. And they have a lot of great information surrounding why it happens, what the profiles of the fraudsters are. And they look at, actually, it's worldwide, and they look at cases from a certain period of time across, you know, it's global across the, I don't know if universe is the right way, but it's global. And for this one, for the 2024 report, they looked at 1,921 cases across 138 countries and territories. And so this is a big a big wide range of cases. So not just the U.S., not just North America, it's, you know, 138 countries. And so what I like about it and what I always hone in on when it first comes out is the behavior red flags or behavioral red flags of fraud. Like what types of behavior do internal fraudsters exhibit that are just missed? And I became very interested in this when I first saw a documentary, and it was about 3, maybe even 4 years ago. It was first on Netflix, but it was called All the Queen's Horses. And it talked about the city of Dixon, Illinois, which I believe is Ronald Reagan's hometown. But there, and I don't want to do any spoiler alerts, but there was a fraud, internal fraudster there for over 20 some years. And the behavior red flags were like all throughout that documentary, and everybody missed it for 20 some years to the tune of 53 or 50 some odd million dollars. And so I always found that interesting. Now it is as of the recording of this podcast, which is April of 2024. It is still available. The documentary is on YouTube for free. And 2 months ago, I believe it was on Amazon Prime, on the Prime movies or the video part. So if you have Amazon Prime, you have that and you can watch All the Queen's Horses documentary on that as well. So it's very interesting. It's only, I think it's an hour and 10 minutes. So if you haven't seen that and you just like watching things like that, like I do, that's a very good thing to put in your queue. Now, again, the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners, or ACFE, publishes this report every 2 years. And for the 2024 report, you might find it really interesting. If you've looked at it before and thought, oh, I don't need to look at that again, you might want to do that for 2024, because they look at, they have information, and I think they even have an infographic that talks about or that looks at the effects of the pandemic on occupational fraud. But when I took a look at the infographic or the page in the report, which is page 68 on the behavioral red flags of fraud, and then I compared that to the same information from 2022, it was not a big change. But that's still not good, because it means it hasn't gone down. So let's go ahead and I want to just go over the 8 behavioral red flags of fraud. And I'll talk about the percentages of the time that it was found. But the biggest percentage, which I think I've already said in the intro, but maybe not, I think I just said most of, the biggest percentage is that 84% of all internal fraudsters displayed at least one behavioral red flag. And further, they found that fraudsters who displayed at least one behavioral red flag, their median losses were more than fraudsters who did not display any behavioral red flag. So if the fraudster, internal fraudster, didn't display any behavioral red flags, their median loss was $125,000. But if they did display at least one, then the median loss went up to $150,000 as a median loss. Now, in 10% of the cases, the fraudster or internal fraudster displayed all 8 behavioral red flags. Wow. All right. So let's get started on the 8 key warning signs, or 8 of the most common behavioral red flags or clues of internal fraud. So I'm going to start with the least percentage, because this is all by percentage. I'll start with the least to the highest. So the first one is divorce or family problems. That was found in 10% of the cases. The next behavior was bullying or intimidation. Wow. I just say that because if you, like me, have been in a corporate environment, or maybe it doesn't even have to be a corporate environment, but I've been in quite a few corporate environments where bullying or intimidation was just the way that they acted. They had a whole nother word for it. So anyway, that was 11% of the time. And then the next one, the third one, is wheeler dealer attitude. And so that was 12% of the time. The next one was also 12% of the time. So number four was irritability, suspiciousness, or defensiveness. All right. And the next one went up slightly, 13%, and it was having control issues, unwillingness to share duties. This is where that internal control of making sure that people take vacations or take time off, and that while they are taking that time off, someone performs all the duties that they have, not just some, but all. All right, the next one, so that was number five, so we're getting close here. Number six was 20% of the cases, and this is where they are unusually close to the vendor or the customer. So they have an unusually close association with the vendor or the customer. And I have been in, again, larger corporations where they... as part of their internal controls, let's say in purchasing, they will rotate the purchasing categories or the categories amongst the purchasing agents, which also then rotates the vendors that you deal with to avoid, I guess one of the reasons is to avoid potential internal fraud. All right. And then number seven, so we're getting close. We jump all the way up to 27%. And this is where people are having financial difficulties. And I will tell you, they didn't. So this one, I'm very surprised, didn't go up higher. Well, it did kind of go up higher. In 2022, the percentage of the cases was 25%. And in 2024, the percentage of cases was 27%. So not a huge rise. And if you look at it from the, again, the effects of the pandemic, my assumption without looking at it would be that it would have increased, but apparently, or increased more significantly than it did, but apparently it did not. And I don't know if I said what the, when the investigations took place, but the investigations took place between January 2022 and September 2023. So maybe the effects that were related to COVID-19 and the pandemic had already been mitigated. All right, so let's go back to looking at the behavioral red flags of fraud, the eight most common. Number seven at 27% was financial difficulties. And now the number one, I guess I went backwards, but the eighth one that I'm talking about, which we went from lowest to highest. So the highest at 39% was living beyond their means. And this one is always number one. And if we look back at 2022, it was the exact same percentage of cases, 39%. And again, the documentary, All the Queen's Horses, was so interesting to me because she was living beyond her means. And that's not really a spoiler because the spoiler is in the name of the documentary, All the Queen's Horses. So you can take a guess at what she did with those funds that she embezzled. All right, so those were the eight behavioral red flags of fraud. Now, I am going to put a link to the page where you can print this report to the nation's 2024, but I am linking to the page versus the PDF because on the page, you can scroll down and you can print separately like any infographics that you might wanna that you might want to focus on, because the report itself is 106 pages, but you can print independently or individually certain infographics, and behavioral red flags of fraud is one that you can print separately. And so you do have some options. So I'll give you a link to the page, and then you can download the report and then separately any infographics that you think might be great to maybe have at a meeting with your team or with leadership. All right. Well, thanks, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the 283rd episode of the Putting the AP in Happy podcast, where accounts payable teams are empowered to protect the vendor master file from fraud. Don't forget to check the show notes for the links mentioned in the podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing and writing a review of my podcast on the platform that you use to listen. Stay happy.